Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season. Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with my second-in-command here, Reynolds. And again, we are high atop the radio world in Portland. And say hi to all of our affiliates out there on the Radio Northwest Network. Got a question for you. Does the name Traeger sound familiar to you? If not, you might want to check what planet you're living on here. Today on the Nation, we welcome Tyson Traeger. He's the grandson of Joe Traeger, the inventor of the famous pellet grill. Well, Tyson is staying in the family business, so to speak, and he has invented a gravity-fed stove and heater. And you can do a little cooking, too, I think, on that. A little bit. And Tyson's going to join us here in a couple of minutes. Music today from our good friend, the girls up in Seattle, Hart, and Nancy Wilson. And don't forget, we're just a couple of weeks away from the election. I urge you all to vote to get it over with. Anyway, welcome, Tyson Traeger.
How's it going?
It's going great. So, first of all, I guess the thing would be, before we get to what you're promoting and selling and have invented, you got a tough name to live up to.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not a bad gig.
No, it's not a bad gig, but your grandpa set some pretty high standards out there.
Yeah, a little bit hard to follow, but I think I'm following the right footsteps.
I think you're doing okay. Okay, I want to talk about your gravity grill here a bit. Now, I've got all the dimensions and stuff, and it can... You know, 538 square inches of cooking surface and all this stuff, and BTUs 35,000. But first of all, what made you kind of look at this and say, I need to do this?
It was really my fascination with the gravity feed stuff that my family had previously tinkered with in the beginning days of Traeger. They kind of left that behind once the Traeger grill got rolling. But this is just a simple gravity feed product that it doesn't rely on the electricity that is known for in the pellet barbecue world. And that's what allows our product to succeed basically anywhere, anytime. That's something that we really take to heart, is that our product can be used anywhere because it's not relying on that electricity.
So no 12-volt batteries or anything?
That's correct. All you need is the grill and some pellets.
Well, that works pretty good. And so did you pick up an old design and start there, or did you design this from scratch?
Yeah, exactly. I've seen quite a few different gravity feed products out there, and most of them fail, and it's more so because of the log jam type system that the function uses to operate.
Explain that.
Well, there's the way that gravity feed works is that you're allowing a fuel to come into a burn area, and that fuel has to continue to be able to burn in order for new fuel to be able to replace. And it really is all a principle of ash elimination.
Sure.
So my product comes from an original design that I had invented, which was a gravity fed fire pit. In creating that product, it didn't burn efficiently, and it didn't do what I needed it to because there was no draft that was created for that fire. Basically, we would get 10, 15 minutes of flame, and then it would start smoking. So in order to fix that, I ended up throwing a stack onto it, basically a chimney, and that allowed the natural draft to occur. And that's what really powers my product. It's called the Venturi. It's just like how a hot air balloon rises mm-hmm. in the air. The faster that air goes is because of the amount of heat that is applied to that chimney. So our product, as the temperature rises, that Venturi, the stovepipe, is what's pulling that oxygen, allowing that oxygen to come through the fire.
So you had no engineering skills prior to this, no chemical engineering, no physics, anything like that?
You know, I've always been a guy that loved inventing things. I've got a million ideas racing through my head. This is just one of them that I took the time to really follow through on and make work.
That sounds pretty trick. Okay, so what do you need when you get this? I know you need pellets and that, but as far as a, well, first, let's back up a second. Why don't you describe your product, because we'll obviously put the links and stuff on our Facebook and website and all that jazz, but you're going to have to kind of visually describe what you're doing there to, for folks.
Yeah, there's a lot of great bullet points around this product. The biggest one is that we're using heating stove pellets for fuel. So people in the barbecue world are familiar with wood pellets for barbecuing, and those are made of hardwoods. There's a difference between a softwood pellet and a hardwood pellet. The heating stove pellets are essentially used for in-house home heating. Now, that product is able to be burned in ours because we are not actually introducing the vapors to the oven, which is where you're cooking.
Right.
And that's a big difference in cost. There's about a quarter operating cost difference between barbecue pellets and heating stove pellets. The benefit of this product is that because we're essentially using a fireplace as our main source of heat, and that heat is routed around an oven, which is what we're cooking in, as well as a cooktop, which is a big asset to the product, being able to cook on top of the unit with a griddle, skillets, pots, pans, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're inviting three different products into this one gravity grill, and that's a fireplace, it's an oven, and a cooktop all in one unit.
Now, how heavy is this?
You're looking at 80 pounds, so it's still portable. We've got folding legs. We've got a tabletop kit for it. We've got a unit that we would like to sell as a portable unit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of guys out there taking this thing tailgating. They're going camping with it. Because of its portability and its reliability without having to have it plugged in, really, it can go anywhere.
I think that's kind of cool because if you were going hunting or even tailgating, we do a lot of that around here, tailgating. You know, very simple to get it fired up. And what's the downtime after you turn it off? You just let it burn out. Is that half hour, 45 minutes, hour? What are we talking
about? About a half an hour downtime. We've got a shut off key. So basically you just cut the fuel off. It takes about 5 minutes for that fuel to burn out. And then another 15 minutes for it to cool down before it's portable.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to latch onto that baby right away. 500-600 degrees there. It'll leave some skin in the game, you might say.
Yeah, it's like got that. Some nice portable handles on it, so you don't have to touch it.
So what does Grandpa think about this, Grandpa Joe?
Well, we're continuing the legacy of the pellets. So, I like to say I've got pellets in my blood, and that's what helps keep me going.
What does your wife think about all this?
Well, she likes the fact that we get a cook nightly on the product. She likes the fact that I cook nightly on the product. You know, there's a big difference between this and a barbecue, mostly because of that griddle. I really thoroughly enjoy cooking on top of the unit,
mm-hmm.
doing the bacon, doing the steaks on a griddle. There's just so much more dynamic involved in this product that you don't get out of a regular barbecue.
Now, do you just do a regular griddle that you can buy anywhere, or do you have one specially designed for this stove?
Nope. We like to tell people just go out and find a regular cast iron or aluminum cast griddle. Basically anything you put on top of this unit, it's just like cooking on your stovetop at home.
And what about the temperature control in the actual oven itself when you say you're going to bake something?
Right.
Is it hard to keep it steady?
Not at all. It's all controlled by air. So the same way that Venturi effect is powering the product, we are controlling the temperature by the amount of air that is going through the product.
Sure.
So when we introduce more air, it actually cools it down. And when we close the air off, we're actually heating it up. And that's a difference between 250 degrees. So essentially, you can dial in a temperature. But the benefit of this product is it's more hands-on. You're able to see your fire. You know, that's a big one. Not being able to know what's going on inside of your grill throws a lot of people off.
Sure.
Whereas this grill, you're actually looking at the fire. You're also receiving 35,000 BTUs of heat off of this grill that makes it more or less a fireplace as well.
Now, you've got a product we're going to talk about in the next segment that is designed just to be a heater.
Correct. That's like where this all came from.
Yeah.
My heaters I've been
And
making.
You started with that first?
5 years I've been making these heaters.
Wow. Wow. I should say wow, not row. That's why we're talking with Tyson Traeger here and his wood stoves and his heaters. Before we go to break, I want to thank the Mount Angel Sausage Company for their support of the Quack Shack at the Ducks home games. Mount Angel Sausage Company, that would be James Hoke down there, have been very kind in letting the folks at the Quack Shack sample some very good sausage. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's dang good. Okay, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Tyson Traeger in just a minute. Don't go away. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Reynolds. If you'd like to email us, you can do it at BarbecueNation, that's BBQNation@KXL.com. Or if you want to send us a recipe, it's recipes@KXL.com. We have a Facebook page. Reynolds is in charge of that. You want to tell them where it's at?
Sure.
I'm sure
you
do.
Seems to be my gimmick on the show here. Facebook.com/BarbecueNation with JT.
Yeah. Now, I want to tell you guys something. We are going... Starting to this week, we're going to be posting some pictures and stuff on it because we've gotten pictures and recipes from some of our listeners. I'm going to tell you about one of them here in a few minutes, but check that stuff out too. And don't forget to send us stuff if you really want to. I want to say hi to our affiliates too, KWRO in Coos Bay and KPNW in Eugene. And finally, our thanks goes out to the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef for their support of the Quack Shack. Painted Hills Natural Beef produces some of the best beef in the world that I've ever tasted, and I've been pretty much all around the world. Painted Hills Natural Beef is available at finer food markets around the Northwest. And we are talking with, guess who? Tyson Traeger here. He is, yes, that Traeger family. And Tyson has invented not only a stove that you can cook on, but he's also done a thing called the timber heater, right?
That's correct.
And this was your first invention.
That's correct. 5 years worth.
Okay. So how'd that come about?
Well, again, I'm trying to create a product that didn't use electricity, and I succeeded with that in the timber heaters. So these heaters are an alternative to the propane patio heaters.
Right.
They run on heating stove pellets. It's a very economical fuel. But more importantly, they give off many, many thousands of BTUs of radiant heat, and that's what we're looking for in a patio heater.
Oh, sure. And what was your actual inspiration for this? I mean, you said you're a guy with a lot of ideas running through your head, and I can believe that. But were you just outside and freezing your ass off one day and decided I got to build something like this?
That's right. I'm an outdoorsman. I love going hunting. I love fishing. And really, for me, it was a matter of continuing those opportunities outside for longer duration. And my hands just don't work when it gets cold, and that extremely affects what you're doing out there. So this product was designed for myself to begin with, to be able to continue those outdoor projects.
How far does the heat dispense out? I mean, is it 5 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet, whatever?
So we've got two heaters, a little timber heater and a big timber heater. The little timber creates 35,000 BTUs, and the big timber creates 60,000 BTUs. So as far as knowing how far that reaches, that's about 10 feet on the little timber and about 12 feet away on the big timber. And that's full body heat. That's just not like one of your regular propane heaters where you feel it on your head and you go home and your hair's gone. This is where you're actually...
I didn't have that problem. Mine was already gone. So
right, but for most of us, we don't enjoy the tops of our heads getting scorched. And that's really the benefit of this product. It's heating the entire body. It's making everybody at the function actually warm.
So here's the question on your temper heater. Could you, like, if you're standing around with a group of people and you don't have your cook stove one, but you have the timber one. Could you like put a teapot with water on it that you make cocoa or something more than cocoa if you wanted to?
Absolutely.
Which would probably be what I would do. But you can, you know, you have some other functions that it can utilize.
Yeah, you know, really in the beginning, it was a matter of just providing heat. And the more we continued to put the product out there, people continued to ask for different ways to be able to utilize the product. So we started seeing tea kettles, coffee mugs, percolators go on top of the timber heaters. But that's ultimately what led me into creating the Gravity Grill, which allows you to fully cook on the unit.
Sure. Now, if you had these two side by side, you'd be pretty toasty, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd be all right.
You'd be all right out there cooking in your underwear?
Pretty much.
Oh, we'll get to that next segment. Okay. So where the, I guess I want to go back to the functionality of this, Tyson. By the way, we're talking with Tyson Traeger, and yes, he's the grandson of Joe, and he's living up to the family name. I'll give you credit for that. But, you know, are these safe to put like under patio roofs or anything? Or people are going to ask us that.
Yeah, we're intending this product to go nationwide, if not worldwide, to where the alternative prospects of this product are that it is able to replace those propane patio heaters with essentially the same clearances, the same functionality, easy to use. It's got a 36-inch clearance, stands seven, both products, the big timber and the little timber, stand 7 feet tall. That's your standard propane patio heater height. So those 10-foot awnings, just like most people have in their backyards, it would fit naturally under those and be safe to operate.
Okay. Well, good. Now, your Warmed Hearts program, that kind of really touched me when I was looking that up there. Sorry for the pause. I had to think how I was going to phrase that. But for when you sell these products, you actually donate some products to the homeless shelters here, like here in Portland.
Right. We're working to start with the Portland Rescue Mission. Our Warmed Hearts project is that we donate one blanket to the homeless every patio heater we sell. So this is a new campaign for us, but an extremely rewarding one. We just wanted to be able to give back to the community, and we all know that there's a crisis going on right now with the homeless. And it's the least we could do. You know, we sell a little bit of a higher-end product to where people can afford these products. You know, we could take $5 out of that, and we can go and buy blankets and donate those to a local rescue mission.
Sure. And you're doing the Portland Rescue Mission,
right?
That's
correct. We're starting with the Portland Rescue
Mission. Yeah, we've done some stuff with them here on this show, so that's a good thing to do. Where do you see this going? I mean, you just said a minute ago that, you know, you want to nationwide and worldwide sell these products. But where do you see these first two inventions of yours taking you for more inventions, more products coming down the line?
Yeah, you know, it all started with just the little timber heater, and now we're three products in, the big timber and the Gravity Grill. I can only imagine there's going to be a bigger version of the Gravity Grill in the future and a smaller version. It's just a matter of utilizing what we have. We're really confident that the product, the way it works and what it does, will allow us to continue our growth.
Very cool. We're talking with Tyson Traeger from the Traeger family. We're talking about his big timber heaters and his grills and his donations to the Portland Rescue Mission. A lot of things. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Tyson, Reynolds, and myself on the Radio Northwest Network right after this. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. That would be Ann and Nancy Wilson, and the name of that song is Cook with Fire. How about that? Kind of figures, goes with the show, you know what I mean? We're here with Tyson Traeger today on The Nation, and we're going to get to Tyson in just a second. But again, if you want to email us, barbecuenation@kxl.com, recipes@kxl.com, and one more time, Reynolds, buddy.
Curveball in the third segment here.
There you
Facebook.com/barbecuenation with JT.
That's it. And we're posting a lot of stuff that. By the way, this week's winner for our Bear Mountain smoker box, he sent in some pictures, Mike Canavet, down probably, it was kind of down by your way, that way out towards Mount Angel and Hubbard in that area. He lives out there. Anyway, he sent us some cool pictures of some meatballs that he did on a pellet grill. So the Black Ollie pellet grill, to be exact. But Mike's going to be the winner of the Bear Mountain or from the Smokehouse Products, the little smoker box. Don't forget, if you want to send us your pictures, Reynolds and I will pick the winner there, and we will post it. And in the mail, you're going to get a little smoker box from the Smokehouse Products, folks. Okay. Let's do a little reflection here, Tyson. How do you think the pellet grills, like what your grandfather came up with, how do you think that changed the eating habits of people? First of all, here in the Northwest, but then across the country, across the world.
I think it's reflective in all these new pellet grills that you're seeing on the market today. There's a lot of people out there that just don't know better. But now that you've got the influence of these great meals being produced on a lot of back porches, people inviting their friends and family over, it's all about sharing that food. And I think that's the convincing factor is that food tasting that much better off of a pellet grill.
Okay. And let's jump over to production for you. How long does it take you to produce either one of your heaters or your gravity grill?
You're looking a handcrafted product, so you're looking at about 4 hours per unit. And then it varies depending on a lot of factors. How many guys we got in the shop that day. We're still a small business trying to crank these things out. I put in a lot of sweat equity as well.
Sure.
So it's a hard business to operate, manufacturing in this country. There's a lot of people doing that. We take a lot of pride in that, and you see that in our products. They are quality products built here in Oregon.
Now you're still down in the Mount Angel, Silverton area?
Yep, running out of an old barn, just like my family did for 35 years. We're out of an old barn ourselves, and just continuing the great ways of doing business.
Carmen Kirk, who's going to be on the show next week, was telling us how when they first started the Traeger. She'll tell us more of this story, like I said, next week. But she was on like the loft or something of an old barn. I don't remember the story exactly. But she was upstairs, and you were very young, running around. She goes, he was always free labor because he was a kid and he had strong legs. So congratulations on keeping the barn thing going.
Yeah, well, it's definitely something that we take a lot of pride in, is being able to put, essentially all of our efforts into the products, not worrying as much about the aesthetics of who we are and how they're reflected. It's shown in our products.
There you go. Hey, we want to remind everybody that this weekend, as you're listening to this show, guess what? It's the Jack back in Lynchburg, Tennessee. $10,000 going to the individual grand prize and all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to be talking to the winner of the Jack here in about 3 weeks. But you know what time it is right now? Reynolds, you know what time it is? It is time for the lightning round.
Although I was letting the music do the talking.
Oh, okay, okay. It's time for the lightning round. Tyson Traeger, are you ready for your lightning
round? I'm ready as I'll ever be,
sure. Okay, all right. We're ready? Okay, here we go. What's the best part of your job?
I get to make things that have to do with fire.
Okay, what's the toughest part of your job?
That I have to make things.
Dealing with fire.
Dealing with fire.
Fire, okay. What's your favorite food to barbecue?
I love a good brisket, about 20-hour smoke.
Okay. What is the best day for Tyson Traeger contained as far as activities outside of work?
That would be a Saturday.
Well, any day. No. What does it contain? What do you do?
Oh, where am I?
Yeah.
I'm usually in the woods fishing. I've got three kids, so the majority of my time is spent with my children.
There you go. Which of these would you rather barbecue or grill? A Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, Christmas goose, or an Easter bunny?
I'd take the Easter bunny.
Yeah. Good man. Yeah. What's your favorite seafood to barbecue or smoke?
Gotta love a good Chinook salmon.
There you go. What do you think is the toughest skill for a beginning barbecuer to learn?
Cooking temperatures and times, absolutely. There's a big learning curve there.
What was the hardest skill for you to learn?
Backing off the smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things that you come with a few piles that you put off to the side, you might say.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, who in the whole world would you like to cook for you if you got a chance?
To cook for me?
Yeah, pick somebody.
Oh, how about, I don't know, some good-looking gal.
Some good-looking gal. We'll find one. Okay, boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
There you go. Zeppelin or Tom Jones?
Oh, Zeppelin.
Okay. Dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill?
People catching them on fire because they don't know any better, putting too much fuel in the grill.
Yeah. And then not knowing how to put it out either.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
Oh, worst place. Probably a parking lot behind a store in Arizona. It was 140 degrees, demonstrating the Traeger grills. I did not enjoy that little demonstration.
No. Fill in the blanks here. Liquid smoke should be used for what?
Nothing.
You're pretty nice about that. Simon Majumdar last year, I think last week, said to line your garbage can with or something like that. What's the first thing you ever barbecued or smoked? Do you remember?
Yeah, turkey.
A whole turkey?
A whole turkey.
A whole turkey? Did it come out?
Of course it did.
Of course it did. Was Grandpa there kind of standing there overseeing?
You know, I'm one of them guys that I'll learn from those guys, but I'll go on my own road and do it
okay.
my own way.
All right. Very good. For someone that's new to barbecue, grilling, smoking, whatever, what would you recommend for them to start with as far as a product? You know, chicken, fish, what have you.
Yeah, take it easy. Do chicken. Chicken's probably the easiest thing that you can cook on a grill.
Yeah, and it's cheap, so if you screw it up.
That's true.
Yeah. Butter or margarine?
Butter.
Butter, okay. And let's see, one more here for you. Is there somebody that you wish you could cook for?
Yeah, I love cooking for my father, you know, the guy that taught me how to cook.
Yeah.
My dad, I love making a good meal and bringing it over to him.
Does he appreciate that?
You know he does.
You know he does. All right, Tyson Traeger, I guess you passed the lightning round here on Barbecue Nation. Tyson, if there's one thing you wanted to do with your barbecue and your stoves and stuff that you haven't done yet, what would that be?
I'm working on a smoker attachment for it. Obviously, I come from a line of smoking grills.
Yeah.
So we're working on that, the ability to smoke on top of the gravity grill.
And how long do you think that's going to be before it's
we're
ready?
Just a couple short months away from releasing that.
Are you?
Yep.
So the prototypes are working and everything's good?
Yeah, essentially what you have is the Little Chief smoker. You've
right.
heard of that?
Oh,
so
sure.
Basically you're looking at the element that's heating those wood chips in the Little Chief smoker. That same style box is on top of our gravity grill. The top of our gravity grill gets hot enough to smolder wood. So instead of an electric heating element smoking that wood, we're using the top of our grill, again, able to adjust the temperatures using our damper dial, 150 to 200 degrees smoking temperatures, and lots of racks, so you can fit plenty of jerky on top of those racks.
Very cool. And you've got this almost ready, you said.
Yep. There's a lot of good things coming with these products. We've got the basis for them. We've got the fire and the heat. Now it's time we just go down the road and
accessorize. You've got to accessorize.
That is correct.
So have you, I take it, you obviously designed it, you've put it together, and how are your test trials with that? I mean, you've obviously messed around in the shop for months with that before you decided to go with it. So how did it all come out? I mean, your jerkies, your salmons, your whatever.
Well, you got to think of my history there, how much influence I have with that stuff. That's going to play a big part in how I judge my own food, and that's what's really the best part is that I'm coming from a long line of good food that's going to make me critique mine even more.
That's well, you can tell Reynolds is pretty thin and fit, but you can tell at this end of the microphone, I'm into good food too.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't miss too many meals. Even when I skip meals, it doesn't seem to matter. I still just am there. Anyway, we're talking with Tyson Traeger here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to take a quick break in few seconds there, and we'll be back to round out the show. And we've enjoyed our visit with Tyson. We'll get a little more right after this. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and here in beautiful downtown Portland on KXL. That was the girls from Seattle Heart. Did I ever tell you that I went to a private concert with those guys? It was about 4 years ago. We're in Scottsdale, and I was doing a horse thing. I come from a big horse background. And they had a private concert. There was probably about 200 people there. And Ann and Nancy, their whole band was playing. It was pretty hot. I liked it. It was a lot. Anyway, we've got Tyson Traeger with us today. I want to tell you about next week, too, before we get back to Tyson. Carmen Kirk, as I mentioned earlier, will be on the show. We're going to be talking about her history with Traeger and some other barbecues, her personal experience as a woman in the barbecue business. So we're going to do that. Also, next weekend is the American Royal. That's right, down in Kansas City. That is like the big dog of barbecue championships. So they're going to be there. They've got $56,000 this year in prize money, plus all the bragging rights. So it's all good. So, Tyson, where do you think you go from here? I mean, we were talking off the air quick. We got about 2 minutes here. You were talking about doing water heaters and all kinds of stuff with, you know, with both of them, really. So where do you think you go?
Well, we've got a product that does not use electricity. And that's a big bonus for us being able to branch off into different sectors. I think down the road, we'll look into getting UL licensed to be able to put our products inside homes as far as our heaters go. And I'm more encouraged by the barbecue side of things. That's really where my love is for the game.
Sure.
And for me, it's, again, getting into the smoking side of things, but really just being able to get the product out there. We're still a small business. We still need to be able to reach all of these customers by showing them the product. And it'll take some time to be able to get this product to sweep the nation, but it's on its way.
So where can people find these?
So right now they can go to our website and they can find a dealer locator, but woodpelletproducts.com would be a good place to start.
Okay, we'll put that on our website. I'll make sure it gets on there. And how have you done so far with them? I mean, I know you're just starting, but are things looking positive as far as the acceptance in the market?
Yeah, this last quarter for us has just been exceptional. Getting overwhelmed with lots of inquiries through the website, phone calls. It's just people are starting to learn what we got, and the product's been out for 6 years, so they can believe in it, and they can know it's got a good name behind it.
Well, it's the right time of year, too, with all the elk hunting, deer hunting, right, and that type of thing coming up. I can see these things at fish camps, too, really easy. You know, guys got their tents or their old shacks there, and, you know, having this outdoors in the morning, this would be great.
Yeah, there's a lot of elk hunters out there throwing them in their wall tents. Obviously, you've got the ability to make this thing portable. So if you're going somewhere it's going to be cold, you might want to take one of these with you.
Would they need to throw something on the ground under that, like one of those fireplace, you know, what am I trying to say?
Just a non-combustible mat. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We recommend that. It's not hot enough to start a fire under that if you didn't have one. But as the manufacturer, we're going to recommend you have it on something non-combustible.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Tyson, it was great to meet you.
Yeah,
finally.
Pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. And folks, we've got some good stuff coming up in the next few weeks. Like I said, we're going to have the winners of the Royal and the Jack on. We've got Carmen Kirk next week coming up. Of course, McGarian and Bushlack, they're on deck. They're always, you know, lurking around behind this show. We don't know what they do during the week, but we spot them on the weekends around here. For more information on my stuff, you can go to thecowboycook.com and check that out. For Reynolds and myself and Tyson Traeger, remember, turn it, don't burn it. We'll see you next week here on Barbecue Nation on the Radio Northwest Network and on KXL.
Open up the door and-